Okay, we're starting here at the top of Kuf Hei Amud Aleph by the two dots. I have a question from Rav Papa. By Rav Papa, Mine Mincha Mahu. If you use the terminology Mine Mincha, what do you mean by that? Our Mishnah addressed, and the Gemara will mention this in a second, Min Mincha, which is both are done in the singular, both the Min and the Mincha are in the singular. And also, it addressed the case of Min Minachot, where the Min is in the singular, but Minachot is in the plural. So that our Mishnah addressed, which is Min Mincha means that he's going to bring one. Min Minachot means that he's going to bring two. From one min. So now, Rav Papa says, what about in the reverse, which is mine mincha? He has the min in plural, mine, but mincha in the singular. How do we view that? Kamen damar mine plural, tarte kamar, that means that he has two. Umay mincha, then how do you explain the language of mincha, which is in the singular? De kula minachot, nami mincha mikrayan. We use the word mincha, the term mincha, even in the sense of more than one, which is dichtiv, zot torata mincha. So zot torata mincha is referring to o minachot, yet it calls a mincha. O dilma, kamen damar. Our mincha, or maybe we focus on the mincha aspect, which is chada mincha ke'amar, which is in the singular, and therefore it means one mincha. Umay mine, then what do I do with the plural in the mine? Umay mine mincha hachi ke'amar. Mimine mincha chada mincha alai. From all the different types of minachot, one of them I'm obligated in. So it's not that he's saying mine, that I'm going to bring multiple minim, but rather mitoch. The multiple minim, mincha alai, that I'm going to bring him a single mincha. Tashma. So let's try to figure this out from our Mishnah, which obviously is going to end up in a no-go because the diuk is going to go both directions, which is, the first one is, our Mishnah says, mincha, yavi achat. If he uses the singular with both languages, then he brings one. Ha. What would I imply from that? Mine mincha shtayim. If he did the plural, it would be two. Ema seifa. Minachot, min minachot. When he uses the plural on the minachot side, yavi shtayim. Ha, mine mincha, chat. The implication of that mina mincha would be one. Elamaha, look at the mashmah mina. That we can get no conclusion. I mean, our Mishnah is not conclusive because our Mishnah does not address this case, and you can't be medayik because our Mishnah goes in both directions. It leaves the case out both when it uses the plural and when it uses the singular. So tashma min minachot. You have a brayta that says when you use min minachot alai yavishtai minachot min minachat. That's our Mishnah, which is that if you say min minachot alai, which is the multiple minachot from a single min, then you bring two minachot from a single min. Ha, the implications from that again would be mimine mincha chado. If from mine mincha, you only bring one. I says Dilma, ha mine mincha mevishtai minachot mishne minim. How do you know? You can't conclude anything except that it's not what this case is. You only conclude that you're not bringing two from the same min. So either that can mean you bring one, or it can mean that you bring two, but from two different minim. We just don't know. Va lo tani hachi. Don't we have a statement? Min minachot alai mevi shne minachot minachad. Mine minachot. If you do both of them in plural alai, mevi shne minachot mishne minim. So that already precludes that option. The option of bringing two from two different minim, that the breita tells us is brought by mine minachot. So now I've addressed all three cases. There's only one case left. So that would mean that ha mine mincha chado, that I should only bring one. Maybe the case here, or who we're speaking about here, is Rabbi Shimon. Domar mechse chalot umechse rikikim yavi umay mine mincha mincha did beetre mine. We had a machloket earlier in the Masechta between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim about mincha t'mafet tanur. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbanon, mincha mafet tanur is either chalot or rikikim. It's one or the other. It's an option, but one or the other. Rabbi Shimon says you can mix and match. You can bring chalot and rikikim to complete an entire mincha mafet tanur. So the Gemara is suggesting over here, maybe this braita is authored by Rabbi Shimon, and therefore the braita's conclusion is when you say mine mincha, which is Rabbi Papa's question, the reason you only bring one is because that's something that's defined by Rabbi Shimon. When you say mine mincha, Rabbi Shimon will tell you which mincha has multiple minim in it. There's one mincha, the mincha mafet tanur, that has multiple manifestations, multiple minim, which is chalot and rikikim. But that's only true for Rabbi Shimon, where you can bring half and half, or you can bring some chalot, some rikikim. Whether it's either chalot or rikikim, then each one is its own min. So that's a Gemara suggestion over here. Maybe this braita that you're asking, or the conclusion you're bringing from this braita, is only according to Rabbi Shimon. Do I mechsa chalot, mechsa rikikim yavi, my mine mincha. How do I explain the term mine mincha? Mincha did beitri mine. Avar rabbanon damri mechsa chalot, mechsa rikikim lo yavi. You can't mix and match between chalot and rikikim. Mevi shtei minachot, mishnei minim. Enochanami, you have to bring two minachot from two minim, and that will be inconclusive, at least there in the divrei chachamim, about Rav Papa's question, and when you say mine mincha, what's the din? Do we say that you bring one, or do you bring two? We don't know. Pirashti, Venu Dehama Pirashti, Yavi Chamishatan. He says, I said which min mincha I would bring, but I don't remember which min was. So now he has to bring all five types of minachot. The five minachot are the five minachot nidava, which is solet, minchat solet, so minchat machavat, minchat marcheshet, minchat mafetanur, which has two parts, and has a chalot and rekikim. So those are the five minachot that you would bring. Where it says, Mantano. Who's the author of this part of the Mishnah? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, the local Rabbi Shimon. This can't be authored by Rabbi Shimon. Di Rabbi Shimon. Kevin de Amar the possibility of bringing half and half, then you have more than five options over here. You have an option which could be all chalot, you have an option that could be all rikikim, and you have actually an option which could be half and half. But the fact that the Mishnah only says five says that it's not Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon has more options than the simple five that are there. Inami, or the other possibility is Savala ki Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar kol minachot baot eser. Rabbi Yehuda says that every mincha could come as 10, but it doesn't matter what the combination is of 10. As opposed to, you could have said in Rabbi Shimon that he's dafka mechsa mechsa, 50-50, and therefore there'd only be a sixth mincha that you could bring. Chalot, all rikikim, or half and half. But now if you have Rabbi Yehuda's position, which is as long as it gets up to 10, we don't mind, that means now, ikal l'svuka b'arbasir minachot. According to Rabbi Shimon, you would end up with 14 minachot. So the three is easy, which is that solet, machabat, and marcheshet. Three is easy. That's the first three. The other 11 are all the permutations of chalot and rikikim, which basically means if you take chalot, for instance, chalot can be anywhere from 0 to 10. If at the point that it's 0, then the rikikim have 10. At the point that it's 10, then the rikikim have 0. So any combination of chalot from 0... So it's 11 plus the 3. The 11 plus the 3 would give you 14 minachot. 0 to 10 is 11, because you're including 0. 1 to 10... No, because it's the same thing, either side. Whatever you do in chalot, the opposite is the rikikim. It ends up being 14 permutations of nachot that you could bring. So if you hold like Rabbi Meir, that it's fine, only 50-50, then you have Rabbi Shimon in Shitat Rabbi Meir, that it's only a 50-50 shot, then you only have a suffix of 6 minachot. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, where the permutations could be anywhere from 0 to 10, then you have 14 possibilities according to Rabbi Shimon. So either way, he can't be the author of a Mishnah, which says 5. Abai Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Shimon. Abai says, no, we can fit Rabbi Shimon into the Mishnah. Shmina Le Rabbi Shimon to Amar Maiti Umatne. We know from Rabbi Shimon that you can bring something on condition. Titanyo, we have a Braita. We saw this in Zvachim. It's Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Macharat Mevi Ashimovalo Go. Come on, here is really quoting only a portion of a Braita, an extensive Braita, which even in Zvachim is only brought in part. The entire Braita is really laid out in the Tosefta. You can see here, there's a Tosfot. See, it says the Macharat. Over here starts at the top and continues all the way through the next Amud. That Tosfot lays out the whole Tosefta. The Tosefta is basically dealing with a case that is a person who is a Nazir, but he's Safek if he became Tameh, and he's also a Safek Mitzora Mukhlat. Whether he was actually became a mitzora. So because of that, he now has an issue, which is that he has to both be mitarim himself from tumata mate in order to continue the nizirut, and he also has to be mitarim himself from the tzorat, because he can't count nizirut while he's a mitzora. So he has many sfekot, and those sfekot play out over a period of time, which is that it'll be 7 days, then 30, 60, 90, and then 120. Those days, each period is a safek, because after 7 days, he's tohor mitumata mate. At the end of 7 days, he can't do it. Giluach, because we're afraid he might be a Nazir Tahor. So he can't do the Giluach. So he has to wait until the 30th day. On the 30th day, he does his first Giluach. Now, is that Giluach? It could be one of three things. It could be the Giluach for his Nazirut Bitara. It could be his Giluach for Nazirut Bitameh. Or it could be the first Giluach for Mitzora. We just don't know. Then at the 60-day point, he does another Giluach. He can't do it before that, because maybe now he's a Nazir Tahor. And he can't be Megaleach in between. So at that point, day 60, he does another Giluach. Because every Nizirut is 30 days. It's a case of 30 days, so he has to wait 30 days again to do another Giluach. So at that point, he has another Giluach. Either that's his Giluach for Nizirut Betara, or it could be that it's a second Giluach for a Mitzora. He has to do a second Giluach. Or it's nothing. It could be nothing at all, because it could have been that he finished his Nizirut Betara, he was never a Mitzora. It could be nothing. Then he does another 30 days, which we get him to the 90th day. He does an additional Giluach. At this point in time, he only has one Safek, was that he was a Mitzora, and therefore the first two times, 30 and 60th day, were for the Mitzora, and this is his Nizirut. Now, either it could be Nizirut Betara or Nizirut Betameh. So he's not sure if he's Tameh or not. So he does a Giluach. Then he waits an additional 30 days, and he does another Giluach, and at that point in time, he's clearly either either a Nazir Tahor at that point in time or nothing, because either he finished everything already, or this is the end of his Nizirut B'tara. In each of those cases, he brings Korbanot along the way. As a Tosus spends time on which Korbanot he brings, he has to bring an Olai, he has to bring a Chatat B'Safek, he has to bring an Asham. Along the way, there are different Korbanot to match up with the Safek at that point. The Tosefta says, at day number 60, he's Mutar B'Kodshim. He can eat Kodshim. Because Mimonov Shach is okay, because he cleared the Mitzorah part of it, and therefore he can eat Kodshim. At day number 120, he can be Mitameh the Metim and drink wine, because Mimonov Shach is cleared in his Zirut at that point in time. That's what the Tosefta says. At that point, Rabbi Shimon Omer, L'macharat mevi Ashamo v'lo go. On day number 61, he brings his Asham for the Asham Mitzorah, the possibility that it was an Asham Mitzorah. Then he brings Ashamo v'lo go imo. He brings the Asham and the Log, the Asham Mitzorah, and the Log Shemin that comes along with it, that comes on the 8th day of a Mitzorah. But his 8th day for the Mitzorah now is day 61, because of all the Sveikot that we have. And there, Omer, im Mitzorahu, he says, if I'm a Mitzorah, zeu Ashamo v'zeu lo go. This is my Asham, and this is my Log Shem, and it comes with the Korban HaMitzorah. Vim Lav, if not, if I'm not a Mitzorah, then actually now, Ashayyeh Shalmei Nedava. This Shlamim will be a Shlamim Lidnedava. V'oto Asham, that Asham that he brings now, to own Shechita B'Tzafon, that's to be shechted in the Tzafon, because it could be Kodshe Kodashim. It could be an Asham. It could be a Shlamim now. We don't know which one it is. So because of that, you do it in the Tzafon to be safe. Umatan Behonot. You have to do Matanat Dam on the Behonot of the Mitzorah, because we're, either it's his Asham, and that requires Matan Dam on the Behonot, or it's a Shlamim. Tosus asks over here, well, if it's a Shlamim, then he's missing some of the Dam. It should have gone into a Kli and onto the Mizbeach, not onto his fingers. It says, and the Gemara in Tzvachim talks about Tikune Gavr Shaini. Over here, since this is the only solution to get this person out of his problem, we have some dispensations here which we otherwise would not have. So even though here the dam is ending up on his behonot, we say fine. Usmicha, this happens in machloket, whether there is a requirement midoraita for smicha on an asham mitzorah. If it does require midoraita, then smicha is both on the asham and on the shlamim, doesn't matter. Question is, if an asham mitzorah only requires smicha midorabonon, then you're doing the smicha because of the shlamim. Unisachim, again over here, nisachim apply both to an asham mitzorah as well as a korban shlamim, so it's not really something that's different, but you bring nisachim. Utnu Tnuvat chazeh v'shok. The tnuva is done by a shlamim, not by a sham. So you do it in case it's a shlamim. Nechal zichrei keuna. In case it's an asham, it's kodesh kodashim. Only kohanim can eat it. Liyom v'layla, a day and a night, because it's kodesh, it could be kodesh kodashim. It could be an asham. So therefore, it's only for a day and a night. So over here, what you have is a safek, whether it's an asham and a shlamim. And Rabbi Shimon allows you to make this tnai in order to solve your problem. Either it's an asham or it's a shlamim. So the Gemara's suggestion is, let's do the same thing over here by the mincha. He'll bring chalot and rikikim. He'll bring a whole mincha of chalot and a whole mincha of rikikim. And he'll say like this, any combination that I need, that's what I said. Maybe I said 7 and 3. I said 2 and 8. Whatever combination I said, you'll take that portion from the chalot and the portion from rikikim, and that'll be my chobah. Whatever remains, we'll put it together to be a nidavah. That'll be, because since all the permutations are open to me, I can make whatever chobah I need, and the remainder will be a nidavah. And it'll always be 10. For the chobah will be 10, and then the nidavah will be 10. Abaye's suggestion is Rabbi Shimon can be the author of the Mishnah, because he'll just bring 5 menachot, but with the chalot and rikikim, he'll make a tanai that solves all of his permutations. So now, I'll prove that to you, because Rabbi Shimon has this concept of a tanai by the Asham and the Shlamim, that by this case, this wild case, where he was a safek mitzorah mukhlat and a safek nazir tamei, that in that wild case, we see that he allows you to make a tanai on day number 61, that either it's an Asham or a Shlamim. Okay, so the two basic premises to the case are, number one, that a Nazir and a Mitzorah can't run simultaneously. If you're a Mitzorah, you're not a Nazir. You can't count your Nazirut while you're a Mitzorah. The other issue is that a Mitzorah has to shave his head on the first day, the seventh day, and then he shaves his body. And that's restricted if he's really a Nazir. If he's not a Mitzorah, he's only a Nazir, you have restriction against shaving one's head and cutting his hair, because then you're violating the Nazirut for no reason. If he's really a Mitzorah, he could shave his head, because that overrides the problem of Nazirut, because he can't be a Nazir till he takes care of the Mitzorah issue. But if he's not a Mitzorah, he can't shave his head, he can't cut. So now I'm left with a situation where he doesn't know what to do. So what he does is, he begins the process of Tara.
What was he?
He was a Nazir for sure. He's a Nazir Vadai. Then he's a Safek if he became Tamei as a Nazir, and he's also a Safek if he became a Mitzorah. Mitzorah Mukhlat, a full-fledged Mitzorah. That's his Safek right now. So now he has to first be Mitar himself from being a Mitzorah. So he brings along he has to wait, he wants to shave his head, he wants to be Mitar himself, he can count. In terms of becoming Tahor for Tamei Mate, he can do that right away. He can count 7 days, become Mitar Mitar Mate, that he's done. But then he wants to become Tahor for Tarot Mitzorah. Well, he can't do anything right now because he can't shave his head in order to begin the process of Tarata Mitzorah. Now he has to wait until day number 30. On day number 30, he can shave himself for the first time. Because if he was a Nazir, Tahor, now it's the first time he's allowed to shave his head without having a problem. But he also could be a Mitzorah. If he's a Mitzorah, this is the first time he's shaving his head for being a Mitzorah. So on that day, he also brings Maim Chaim, brings two birds, and begins the process of being Mitar himself for Mitzorah. But now, he's only done the first shaving, the first time that he's allowed to be for a Mitzorah. Either he was a Mitzorah. If he was a Mitzorah, he has to do the second shaving, do another Tara on the seventh day, and on the eighth day, he brings his Karbanot, Hashem. So that he has to do again at the end of his Mitzorah. But he's in the same problem again, which is possibly, he was a Nazir Tamei, and now he's doing his Nazir B'Torah, and he wasn't a Mitzorah at all. So he can't shave his head right away at the end of the process of Mitzorah. He has to wait another 30 days. That's day number 60. On day number 60, he can now do another shaving. Either he was a Nazir Tamei, the first 30 days he was ending his Nazirut B'Tumah, now he just finishes Nazirut B'Tara. Or if he was a Mitzorah, the first shaving at the day number 30 was the first day of his Tarat Mitzorah, and now the shaving he's doing on day number 60, 61, is the end of his Tarat Mitzorah. And that's why he brings the Asham on that day, the Asham and the Log, because that's maybe the end of his Tarat Mitzorah. If he really was a Mitzorah, now he begins his process of starting the Nazirut, because the Nazirut before didn't count. So he does 30 days of Nazirut now, but you don't know what those 30 days are. Are those 30 days a Nazirut B'Tara, because he was never Tamei Mate? Or are these 30 days waiting to become Tahor from his Nazirut B'Tumah? He has to bring his Karbanot and shave to become and clear himself from being a Nazir Tamei. So then in day 90, he shaves himself off, he does the cutting of his hair, and either that's the end of his Nazirut B'Tara, or that's his completion of Nazirut B'Tumah, and now Nazir Tamei, and he begins the count for his Nazir Tahor. In order to start Nazirut B'Tara, you have to finish off being a Nazir Tamei. How do you finish off being a Nazir Tamei? You have to even retire yourself from Tumat Tamei. That he did already. And he also has to bring Karbanot, shave his head, and bring Karbanot.
What's the suffix here?
The suffix here is that he might be a Nazir Tahor, so we don't allow him to shave his head right away and bring his Karbanot.
After the Mitzorah is taken care of in day 60-61.
Because maybe he didn't do his Nazirut yet. If he was a Mitzorah, none of the Nazirut he did until now could really count it. So now we have a Safek Tumah in Nazirut. So either he's a Nazir Tahor, and he's going to have to wait 30 days and then finish off his Nazirut. Or he's a Nazir Tamei, and he needs to shave right away and bring his Karbanot. But he can't do that because he might be a Nazir Tahor. If he's a Nazir Tahor, he's not allowed to shave his head. So he waits an additional 30 days and says, okay, either I was just a Nazir Tahor and I just finished my Nazirut, or I was a Nazir Tamei and this didn't count at all, but I have to clear it. So I clear it off, and there's another 30 days. The last 30 days are in case he is a Nazir, he was Tamei as a Nazir, and nothing counted until now, and now he's finished off Nazir Tahorah. At the end of day 120, he finishes off the Nazirut.
So that days the
which? 61, day 61, because that's the end of what could have been his possibility of being a Mitzorah. So he brings it out tonight that either it's a Asham Mitzorah or it's a Shlamim, because an Asham and it's a Shlamim. It's a Matnot Dam, Shnaim Shein Arba. They're the same Korban, except they have, which we listed out here, all the slight differences between them. The most important being that one is Kodshim Kalim and one's Kodshim Kodashim, which limits the amount of time that you can consume it because of that. That's the biggest difference between them. Other than else, we do Misafek. We do whatever is the Chumrah in the Shlamim or the Chumrah of the Asham. We do on both of them, do it, so we accomplish both of them. But one thing is, if you're maybe Kodshim the Day Psul, that we said we have a dispensation here for the Tikkuni Gavra. There's no other way for this guy to get out of his problem, so therefore we allow him to do it in this instance. Now we have a Gemara, which is very interesting. We'll just say, I'll read you the Gemara, but you see this little Aleph in the Shita Mikubetzet. Shita Mikubetzet erases from the words Va'afal Gav, which we're about to read, all the way down to the word the Chatchila, which is for six lines down. He erases all of it, and he writes over here, V'zeu perish midrabanan soburai. So this is added in by the Saburaim. Now Saburaim are the, we call them a transition generation between the Amoraim and the Geonim. And the Geonim, we have their works. The Amoraim, the Gemara, is their closure. The Saburaim played an important role in both, I would call it redacting, editing the Gemara, but mostly copying it and distributing it and ensuring that the Gemara was disseminated amongst Klal Yisrael. So these Saburaim also, obviously, had some input here, because that's what the claim of Shita Mekubetz is. One of these Sabaroim added this explanation in, but it's not really a part of the Gemara. We'll read it, but it makes sense, but he's saying that it's just an explanation. Ve'afa gav dekam mafrik mar. Now, mafrik over here means to answer. Even though we answer over there, b'shchitat kochim, by shchitat kochim, ima da'ama Rabbi Shimon, maiti umatne lechatchila letkune gavra. And when it comes to fixing the person over here, when we're talking about the case of the mitzora and the nazir, where he has all these sfeikot, the only way for us to get him out of his problem is to do some of these things that we normally wouldn't allow. So over there, the chatchila, we allow you to make a tanai, even though we normally wouldn't let you do that, because you are maybe kochim lebeit pso. You're bringing kochim to a problem. Over here, shlamim is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night, and you're forcing this to be burnt after a day and a night because it's an asham, possibly an asham. So generally, we don't allow that, even though Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that you're allowed to be maybe kochim lebeit pso. Nevertheless, we don't allow you to do the chatchila, make a tanai, except in this one exceptional case of tkune gavra, when your person, the only way out of this problem is to do this. Aval ba'alma di'evedin lechatchila lo. B'di'evedin we allow you to do it, but chatchila we're not going to allow you to do that. Let us do the case in the Gemara there where an asham got mixed up with a bunch of shlamim. What do you do in that case? So there the Gemara says, well, we heard from Mishima that you can do things al tanai. Well, if you can do things al tanai, then we can solve our problem. The Gemara says over there, al tanai is a din b'di'evid. It's not a din lechatchila. The chatchila, we allow it by the tkune gavra, where this person has no way out, so we allow him to do it in order to get out of his problem. But generally, we'd only allow you to do this b'di'evid. We don't allow this as a solution, except if it happened, we say b'di'evid kacha. But now the chatchila, the Gemara says, ani mele gabe shlamim to kama meit b'achilatam. That's by shlamim where you're going to reduce the amount of time you can eat them. Davalu kochim lebeit pso. Aval minachot afilu lechatchila. This is not a problem for our Gemara because here we're dealing with minachot. Minachot, you're not mevil down the beit pso. Minachot all have the same time period to be eaten in. They're kochim kodashim and they're eating for yom v'layla. So that's why the Shita says this is all a additional explanation of Rabban Saburai. This is the type of thing you would see in a Tosfot. The type of thing that, because, wait a minute. How could you say that we're going to allow Rabbi Shimon to do this tonight and you bring a case, which is an exceptional case of Tkune Gavra? Wait, how could you do that? So the Gemara says, we have other places where we see that Rabbi Shimon only allows the Bidyevin, not the Chatchila. So how could you make the suggestion by Menachot to do the Chatchila? What's the answer? The answer is that Menachot don't have the problem that you have by Shlamim and Hashem. The Shlamim and Hashem have a problem of you maybe coaching the Beit Psul. So there we allow you to do it Bidyevin, not Chatchila. Over here, you don't have the problem of maybe coaching the Beit Psul because all Menachot have the same time constraint. It's in parentheses because it's giving an explanation why Rabbi Shimon's Shita can work over here, even though generally it's only a Shita Bidyevin. So we read it in the Gemara. Shita says that he thinks it's a vision of the Rabbanan Soberai. So Amalei Rav Papa Abayu. So Papa challenges Abayu's explanation. So Papa, creator Abayu, says Rabbi Shimon Damar Mechsa Chalotu Mechsa Rikikim Yavi Haka Maiti Isaron Achad Mishnei Esronim or Esronot Velo Achad Mishnei Logim. You know, the Shita sages it to Mishnei Esronim, although the Gemara, when it talks about in plural, always it calls them Esronot. You'll see that in the next line in the Gemara. Esronim has to be plural, or Esronot, Velo Achad Mishnei Logim. Problem is that when you made the neder, you said, I'm going to bring a single loaf shemen and a single Yisaron, and I'm going to divide it up into Chalot and Rikikim. But now you're bringing two Esronot and two Logim, a whole series of Chalot and a whole series of Rikikim, and then you're trying to put it together. So when you're putting them together, you're grabbing a portion from this Yisaron and a portion from that Yisaron, which is not what your neder was. Your neder was, I'm going to bring a single Yisaron, I'm going to divide it up amongst the Chalot and Rikikim. Not bring two Esronot and two Logim and then divide them up. So Gemara says, Shminan Rabbi Shimon Damar, Imevi Yisaron Achad Mishnei Esronot, Lo Achad Mishnei Logim Yatsa. We have such a statement for Rabbi Shimon that that's okay. To discharge your obligation, even though you made a neder that involved only a single Yisaron and a single Log, nevertheless, you can bring it mitoch shnei esronot. You can get to your single yisaron. Mitoch shnei lugim. You can get to your single log. And Rabbi Shimon is okay with that. Yatzah b'di'evet. So we'll allow you this solution because it works. Where do we know that from? Where did Rabbi Shimon say this? Rashi says v'lo yitpareish lanhecha. I don't know where Rabbi Shimon said this. The Gemara is bringing this, but we have no idea where we heard this from Rabbi Shimon. Tosfot makes a suggestion over here that we heard this from Rabbi Shimon because midot yavesh lo nitkachu. Since midot yavesh lo nitkachu, then when I take my shnei esronot, there's really no kedusha. They weren't in a klisha rate yet. When I piece them together and say half for this, half for that, the kedusha happens at the moment that I designate them. So he says at that point you have the single yisaron. So it's a possibility you create the single yisaron later because of this point that midot yavesh lo nitkachu. Tosfot says, you know what? That's a great answer for the Yisronot. The only problem is that he also says it by the Loge Shemen. Loge Shemen is Midat Alach. Says over there, I don't know where Rabbi Shimon got that. Says, I can say it by Midat Yavesh, I can tell you where he said it. By Midat Alach, I don't know where Rabbi Shimon said it. So now, Mikmatz Heichin Kamatz. How does he do a Kamitza here? Dematnei Vamar. He says, Kedishin, ich halot l'chadayu, uverikim l'chadayu. He says, if I had halot by themselves, or again by themselves, I make the kaka mitzna mi halot, lavi halot. The comments I have out of the halot is for the halot. Ka mitzna mi rikikim, lavi rikikim. And the comments from the rikikim will be for the mikim. Im mechza rikikim, mechza halot, amrei. What is he going to do? Ka mitzna mi halot, lavi mechza halot, mechza rikikim. The comments that I'm taking off of the halot will be both for half the halot and half the rikikim. Ka mitzna mi rikikim. And the comments I have from the rikikim, lavi mechza rikikim, mechza halot. On half and half. What you're doing over here is you're taking off a single kometz from the chalot and saying that's good for chalot and rikikim. Taking a single kometz off the rikikim and saying that's good for rikikim and chalot. But that doesn't make sense. A kometz is a portion of the entirety of the mincha. If the mincha is a mixed mincha, you need a kometz that comes out as a mix as well. So the kometz mechalot to rikikim or mikikim a chalot. Right? What are you doing? You're having a kemitzah that takes off of a single kemitzah off the chalot for rikikim and chalot. And then a single kamitzah off the rikikim that's for both also. Rabbi Shimon says, bidiyevet, if you pull out a kometz, but it happens to be you pull out all chalot from a kometz of a mix of chalot and rikikim, we're fine with that. As long as they were mixed together, at some point when you pull it off, we're good with that.
I'm saying it's like the point of the meter or something.
Now then it should be proportional, because they mefarek it again. They mefarek it, they do the ptita mefarek it, and they mix it all together. Komet should be representative of what's in there. But according to anybody else, there's no combination. Shem is the only one who allows you to mix and match. So he's the only one who's going to have this issue. V'ha'ika motar shemen. What about the leftover shemen? Di mechza chalot to mechza rikikim. We had the Gemara before that amar motar shemen makzira lo chalot. According to that, you return the extra shemen that you have after you've done the rikikim. And you did the Meshicha and the Rikikim, then you take the extra shemen and pour it back into the chalot for the blilot al chalot. Ve'ikulu Rikikim, if they're all Rikikim, amar motar shemen nechal kohanim. Then the motar shemen goes to the kohanim. So how do you know what to do with the shemen now? Does the shemen belong to the kohanim, or does the shemen have to go back to the chalot? Where it says, Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Moshchan kamin kai. He puts on, he anoints them like a kai, a Greek letter kai, which we've discussed in the past what that is, whether that's an X, or whether that's a, we'll call an omega, or whether it's a kaf yivani, which would be the equivalent of a K. Something like a K, which would be a kaf yivani, which seems to be something like what some of the Rishonim are describing. Motar ha-shemen nechal ha-kohanim. He makes a kai, and then the rest of the shemen goes to the kohanim, even in an instance when it's all rikikim. Even in an instance when it's all rikikim, you do the min kai and the extra shem goes to the kohanim. So now we have a situation where all the extra shem will go to the kohanim. Whether it's a mix of chalot and rikikim, the extra shem goes to the kohanim. Whether it's just rikikim, the shem goes to the kohanim. And therefore I have a situation where I can solve the problem. Tosfos says, how do they know in the first place? Why is the Gemara even asking this question? How do they know in the first place that Rabbi Shimon holds up that braita that says the motor goes back to the chalot? The motor goes back to the chalot, the shitat chachamim back in the Gemara earlier. It has nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon. So he suggests maybe you have to say that the Rabbanan over there that argue in Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda are saying it in shitat Rabbi Shimon. How do you know they're saying it in shitat Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon is the only one who has this possibility of having rikikim and chalot together. So Rabbanan over there are definitely saying in the shita of Rabbi Shimon, because otherwise nobody has that shita that you can have a mix of chalot and rikikim. So because that's the Rabbanan and they are the rov, we want to say, okay, he should hold like Rabbi Shimon, he should hold like the chachamim over there. Gemara then says, no, you have to hold like Rabbi Shimon by Yehuda in order to have this solution work out, according to Abaye, to be the author of our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here.